inner pathways, inspirations for your journey towards sustainability and beyond.
My guest today is Jana Stara. She's a perfect combination of high professional academic work and a very kind of adventurous and curious traveler attitude. She's been traveling a lot around the world to explore this concept of wellness. And actually, I'm really curious to know from you, Jana, what is wellness?
That's a good question. I'm asking myself for 9 years now. trying to formulate the answer. So let's see. For me, wellness is a... we write in our scientific articles that wellness is a concept of optimal human functioning. In other words, meaning it's an attitude towards human life that tries to figure out what is it that we need to flourish. What is it that a human body, his mind and soul need to feel well?
Yeah, okay. And I guess all over the world you have found different ways, different nuances of this concept and practice of wellness.
Yeah, like even if you visit just your neighbors, you would see a very different concept on how to live well. Because like every person wants to live well. That's, I believe, a common human desire or hidden need to feel well. And across cultures, we do it differently. We do different wellness in the Czech Republic. We do it differently in the States. There are different practices in Turkey. These were the few countries I had a chance to visit. But it's always beautiful to visit a place and just observe the locals. What do they do? Do they go and now being here in the Canary Islands, when the football matches are played, oh gosh, that is when Barcelona plays with Madrid, like all the streets are full, and this is social wellness so much. So, yeah, in all the countries and all the places, there are so many different things that people do sometimes unconsciously that make them feel well. And very many things we do unconsciously that make us not feel so well. So that's the trick of wellness. It's not so easy as we wish it was.
It's so interesting, yeah. And I wonder, how did it come to you to start investigating wellness as a concept, like as a subject for study and research? When did you start? When did you dive into it?
It was, I know it precisely, exactly, it was in 2010 when I was on a study exchange in Denmark, studying for a semester. And for, like, actually since my childhood, I was among sports people, among teachers of physical education, sports women, sportsmen. And those are the people who can, like, have the sparkle, they have the energy to fight and run and be maybe a bit crazy, be really alive, full of emotions and energy. And when I was in Denmark, it was a sports school, but one day we had a lecture about health. Okay, I could understand. We had many, you know, classes of anatomy and physiology until then. But then the professor asked us about wellness. And in my mind was the idea of whirlpools and saunas and massages. And his answer was completely different. His answer was more about living your life fully, being your true self, having purpose in your life. And I was like, what? So this is wellness? And this was so interesting that I had to borrow a book from the teacher, and I never stopped reading since.
Okay, so I think it's really time to explore together with you, with your guidance, what this is. And do you suggest anything to have with us to prepare for this journey?
You will need a pen and a paper, a quiet place where you can be just with yourself for maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes. It will depend how much you will need. And the willingness to really look at yourself honestly, with no need to search for right or wrong answers, no mistakes. Just giving yourself time to do maybe your first wellness inventory. Look at your wellness, how you're doing, and where you can start the next step in your journey to be weller.
Fine. So let's go. And thank you so much, Jana.
Thank you. You too.
Welcome to a guided wellness inventory. It is an invitation to assess your personal wellness in all aspects that together create a satisfying, joyful and healthy life without necessarily diagnosing what is wrong with you. Rather, it is about finding where to start doing things right for yourself and for others. This wellness inventory is based on the 6 dimensions of wellness defined by the National Wellness Institute. It will help you find out which areas of your life might need a bit more care and where you can start your change for the better. As they say, if we want to change the world, we shall start with ourselves first. So here we go. As preparation, please find for yourself a pen, paper, and a quiet space where you will not be disturbed for 10 or 20 minutes. You can also use the document named NWI Dimensions of Life, which you can find attached to this recording or downloadable at nationalwellness.org. It makes the inventory a bit more visual, leading you to create your personal wellness wheel, but you can also do this process only with pen and paper. Throughout the session, I will ask you 2 sets of questions. In the first round, I will ask about your satisfaction in each of the 6 dimensions of wellness. Your task will be to assess yourself on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 meaning not satisfied at all, and 10 meaning very, very satisfied. Remember that we are not searching for the correct answer. What is more interesting is the true answer, so be as honest to yourself as you can. We are monitoring just the way things are for you now. In the second round, I will ask you about your motivation to change. For the assessment, you can use the first number that comes to your mind, engage your intuition, or if you feel you want more time for reflecting on the topic, you can stop the recording and write down thoughts that run through your mind. This is up to you. I will always give you 10 to 15 seconds for a question, and you will find a fitting way to answer it. In total, the wellness inventory can be a process for less than 10 minutes or for more than an hour. It depends on what you need and how much time you have today. As a preparation, maybe take a couple of deep breaths to ground yourself in this moment. Let go of thoughts that don't serve you now and create a space in your mind and in your body to look at the personal wellness of yours from an honest and kind perspective. Let's start with the first set of questions. The first wellness dimension is physical dimension. It stands for regular physical activity, healthy nutritional habits, self-care, sense of vitality and energy, avoidance of alcohol, drug misuse and tobacco use, connection to nature, and many others. So the question is, how satisfied are you with your physical wellness? You can write down a number between 0 and 10, or stop the recording if you want more time for reflecting or writing. The second wellness dimension is emotional wellness. It stands for accepting feelings, management of emotions and stress, ability to center, resilience, attunement to others' emotions, and many others. And the question is, how satisfied are you with your emotional wellness? The third wellness dimension is intellectual wellness. It stands for creativity, stimulating mental activities, learning, reading, problem solving, staying current with events you enjoy, and many others. So the question is, How satisfied are you with your intellectual wellness? The fourth dimension of wellness is the social wellness. And it stands for positive connections, encouraging community, giving and receiving social support, intimacy, compassion, love, and many others. And the question, how satisfied are you with your social wellness? The fifth dimension is occupational wellness, speaking about ability to share gifts, talents, and skills through work, having a satisfying career, financial health, sense of achievement, and many other topics. And the question, how satisfied are you with your occupational wellness? The sixth and the last wellness dimension is the spiritual wellness. It covers sense of purpose, connecting to a higher power, meaning in life, knowing one's values, awareness of life as a journey, tolerance, integrity, and many other topics. How satisfied are you with your spiritual wellness? Now take a little break after the first round. Take a couple of breaths, do some movement, shake your head to refresh your attention. And when you are ready, let's start the second round. Now we look at your motivation to change. I will ask you again 6 questions and you take your time to answer it on a scale from 0 to 10 or take more time for a longer answer. So the first question is, how motivated are you to change your physical wellness and why? The next question is, how motivated are you to change your emotional wellness and why? How motivated are you to change your intellectual wellness and why? How motivated are you to change your social wellness and why? How motivated are you to change your occupational wellness and why? And how motivated are you to change your spiritual wellness and why? Well done. Now you have finished your wellness inventory assessment, and as you are looking at your results, the numbers or the shape of your wellness wheel, here is some food for your thoughts. The dimensions with high level of satisfaction are your strengths, areas of your life where you feel satisfied, confident, and where you can collect resources, support, and inspiration for your next steps towards change. These are worth acknowledging and appreciating. The less developed areas tend to catch our attention and they have the highest potential for growth. At the same time, the lower score in satisfaction doesn't necessarily mark an area where you shall start working now. Rather, look at the scores of your motivation. It is easier to get started with your change in areas where you feel motivated already. In general, we aim to have a balanced wellness wheel or balanced scores in all wellness dimensions, because all of them are equally important for your thriving and none shall be overlooked. So as a next step, You will choose one or two dimensions in which you want to change by giving them more attention and care. Make a choice based on your positive motivation. Start your change because you want to, not because you have to. That's how we add some fun in the process. The dimensions are interconnected, and taking more care about one dimension will have an impact on other dimensions too. To observe this process, it is recommended to do a wellness inventory every 6 months or after each major life event. You will better understand how they influence the state of your wellness and how you are developing as a person. Wellness is not a destination, but rather it is a journey. So let's make the first steps easy and enjoyable. The hard ones will come naturally later when you are ready. What is important is to start with small wellness changes and to sustain them so they create a wellness lifestyle that adds bits of joy and satisfaction into your days and creates a life worth living. It all starts now. Or, if you have already started your wellness journey earlier, the wellness inventory provides you a moment to refine your next steps towards your destination. So now, take a look at your results or your wellness wheel, and do spend some time reflecting or writing about which of the dimensions you want to take care more. Why and how? Take your time. You maybe already know the answers. You can stop the recording now for as long as you need. And at the very end, thank yourself for the time and care you have given yourself with this activity. Well done. And before the very end of this recording, I have a final note. This wellness inventory is based on the 6 dimensions of wellness defined by the National Wellness Institute. More about this model can be found on the NWI website, www.nationalwellness.org, where you can download more wellness coaching tools for your use. If you want a more in-depth inquiry into personal and collective wellness, I recommend the works of John Travis and his publication The Wellness Workbook. It is an essential resource in this field. So be well and thank you for listening.
Thank you, Jana. It's been a very significant journey inside my personal wellness, and now I feel like it's clearer to me which dimensions I wish to take more care of from now on. I didn't realize it before, and I particularly like the idea of monitoring my wellness every 6 months based on this track. A bit like a car inspection. Oh, I feel blessed to be introducing these podcasts to you. So much richness, so much abundance, so much growth. Imagine next Thursday we'll even have a podcast on how to include the universe into your learning and training events. Exploring approaches of combining non-formal education with the big galactic picture. Get ready to fly! You might want to search a bit deeper into our project and the philosophy that's guiding us. Find more information on our website, innerpathways.eu, and on our Facebook page, Inner Pathways Towards Sustainability. Subscribe to our Spotify channel to listen to all the other podcasts, or get them straight to your inbox every Thursday at 4 p.m. by subscribing to innerpathways.eu/newsletter. So, as Jana said, be well and take care. That's all from Deborah and the Inner Pathways team for today.